Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
You know your business better than anyone. So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. Finding Finance. .org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Griffin with the Big Soul Orchestra, and that was from 1960 on Riverside Records. The track was Holler, written by Norman Simmons, who did all the arranging on their a great album. Before that, it was Gabo Szabo from 1966 on Impulse Records, the album Spellbinder. We heard Witchcraft featuring Szabo on the guitar, Chico Hamilton on drums, Ron Carter on bass, Victor Pantoja and Willie Bobo on Latin percussion. And we started off spinning jazz today with something from 1958 on Contemporary Records. Originally that was a Vogue UK pressing. It was Shelly Mann and His Men, recorded live at the Manhole in Hollywood. Conti Candoli on trumpet, Richie Kamuka on tenor saxophone, Russ Freeman on piano, Chuck Berghofer on the bass, and Shelly Mann at the drums. We heard Softly, as in A Morning Sunrise. Good morning, welcome along. It is Pete Evans, it is Spinning Jazz, it is Sheffield Live.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gelders in 1971, came out on CTI Records. That's George Benson from his album White Rabbit, arranged by Don Sobeski, featuring Benson on the guitar, Herbie Hancock on the keyboards, Ron Carter on bass, Hubert Laws on flute, Erto Moreira was on the percussion and vocals, and Billy Cobham was at the drums. The tune was Little Train. Before that, from 1969 on Liberty Records, it was the Klaus Doldinger Quartet from an album called The Ambassador, and we heard Brazilian Thoroughfare featuring Doldinger's tenor saxophone, accompanied by Ingfried Hoffmann on the keyboards. Helmut Kandelberger was on bass, and CC was playing the drums. Now, last week I was fortunate enough to attend Dennis Baptiste's quartet concert at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield. It was a fantastic evening where he played John Coltrane tunes for 2 hours or so, accompanied by Sultan Stevenson on piano, Larry Bartley on bass, and Joel Barford on the drums. It was a terrific quartet of talented British musicians. Stevenson and Barford making a real name for themselves as young musicians in the jazz world, and Bartley and Baptiste, totally established stars on the British scene. Fantastic talent, and they played, as I say, John Coltrane's greatest hits, really. One of the tunes they played was Lonnie's Lament, so I thought this morning I'd play the original version from 1960. On Impulse Records. This is a mono HMV UK pressing, and it features the classic quartet of Coltrane, Tyner, Garrison, and Jones. This is Spinning Jazz. It is Pete Evans till 11.
Thank you.
And we play two CTIs before we've played any Blue Notes here on Spinning Jazz, but that is Bob James from his album Bob James 4, and that was Pure Imagination. And we're going to play a Blue Note next. It is a 45 RPM double LP on the Music Masters series. It's Grant Green's album Solid, an album that was recorded in 1964, didn't come out until about 1979 or 80 as a part of the Liberty Blue Note Classic series of unissued albums. Anyway, this is Duke Pearson's tune Minor League, and on here you're going to hear Grant Green's guitar accompanied by Joe Henderson on tenor saxophone, James Spaulding on alto sax, McCoy Tyner once again on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Elvin Jones once again playing the drums. Thank you.
Thank you.